AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back on the ninth episode of the All Grit Podcast. I am your humble host, Caleb. Joined alongside me, Clay Boley. How you feeling, Clay?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Feeling good, especially after that win and heading into this week. Life is good. Life is good.
Isn't it, though? And we apologize for getting, a late episode out this week. It's a Wednesday evening at 6. We like to get these recordings out Monday. But we had an anniversary. We had meetings that we couldn't make. So this is the earliest time. We got people in California right now. It's just it's a crazy week. So we apologize for that up front. But, okay, what are we getting into first? Before we get into anything too heavy, what do you think we pause that? And then just give a little shout out to our sponsor. What do you say, Clay? Want to give a little shout out to the sponsor? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Customer reviews matter. Protect and manage your digital reputation today with Trustly. We help you manage reviews across Google, Facebook, and over 60 other sites all in one place. Visit golions.link and receive 2 free months using the special All Grit Podcast coupon code GOLIONS at checkout. At already 1/3 the price of major platforms, this special Trustly pricing has a time limit, but will always help out a fellow Lions fan. Trustly leverages AI tools to help you respond to reviews, integrate badges and widgets on your website, and automatically request new reviews on every job or product sold. The features don't end there. Don't leave your reputation to chance. For more information, visit golions.link and take control of your online presence with this special pricing today.
Golions.link. Sorry, I started that sponsor just a tad late, but we will play that again at the end of the pod. How about that, Clay? Do you know that business? Anything you can say about it?
Hey, best in the business, man.
Big shout out to Chet and Jen. Appreciate the sponsor this week, and we'll play that again for you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Welcome, Plax, to the show. Decker has reported eligible. The man is here. The myth, the legend. All you missed was the sponsor. So here we go. Let's get right into it. Vikings offense. How do we look offensively versus this great defense? What do you think, Clay? What's your takeaway on our offense versus the great Minnesota defense?
Well, it's scary because we're so used to being punched in the face and not getting up. But I think this is equivalent to what Dan Campbell said, that kneecaps, man. They're going to knock us down, but we're going to get back up, and that's what we did. Yeah. The Blisses were getting home early, and I honestly didn't know if they were ever not going to get home. So, but the line tightened up, and I think as far as the offense, it really – sometimes it's a near miss that will kind of get your offense going. I think Tim Patrick's almost loss of a fumble. I think he loses that fumble, the game's over. But the ball stayed with us, and I think that was our just kind of our wake-up call. Like, okay, guys, like, it's time. And
So you mentioned their blitzing package, which I know that might come up over in the defense, but I just had to ask you, did you guys see any – because I heard about it this week, delayed blitzing. So when I watch, you know, other teams blitz, their timing, their blitz is perfect. But something about our defense, that they do a delayed blitz. Did you see that? Or is it just me?
I didn't see it. I didn't get the second viewing that I wanted to, but I only was able to watch it once, but I didn't really.
Well, what I'm saying is, and keep an eye out for this week coming up, but it's like the hike is there. You know, you got your four rushers, and then all of a sudden, then the blitz. Like, I don't understand that. It's like they're trying to show that they're in coverage, but then they come in. But because it's him taking his five-step drop, like, the blitz, to me, never seemed to hit home.
Yeah.
That was just my take. Plax?
I did see Rodriguez on a few delayed blitzes.
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, just like us and the Vikings, trying to see what's our defensive line, how effective are they going to be without Hutchinson. I think they gave the D-line plenty of opportunities early, and they wanted to show, you know, just that straight four front, and they would bring Rodriguez and Anzalone at times on a delayed blitz. But it was pretty evident early with Hutch not being there as far as effectiveness on rushing the passer.
Yeah, I was sitting on my couch going, oh, my Lord, the guy's got 6 seconds back there, sometimes even longer before he would. And, totally agree with that. So any other assists? So we talked – we kind of switched and went to defense, so I dropped.
Well, I guess I'm not more like far as our offensive line. It seems like – their defense was getting to golf pretty quick in that first quarter.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you.
Yeah. So, and I think as soon as our offensive line tightened up, it seemed like golf was playing a blitz like he always does after that, just kind of getting his feet in the ground.
Bro, he looks so comfortable. He looks so comfortable back there. It's unbelievable. I don't mean to throw this at you last minute, Plax, but did you get any stats on Jared Goff? I've been hearing some all week. Let me pull up one here that I thought I took a picture of it.
Oh, I got some stats for you.
Yeah, buddy, bring it.
Even the four-letter news stations, they were actually finally giving some props to it this week.
Yeah.
I mean, 22 for 25, 280 and two touchdowns. And, like, he's just locked in, especially on the play action. And, honestly, the protection was top tier. I mean, when you think about – one thing that stood out to me was that Amon-Ra tucks down the seam. I think it was the second half. So they had – I think it was either Montgomery or Gibbs on the right side.
Yep.
There for protection. And then they brought Patrick in motion to help – on the protection. So they literally had two guys on one. They saw the blitzing outside linebacker on the right side. And that freed up the seam for Amon-Ra to get down the middle inside of the safety. You know, that was Ben Johnson at his best. They brought Tim Patrick, boom, in motion, straight. And the whole point of him going in motion was to set that block. And then it was just the running back just sitting there waiting. And I think he chipped him at the end as well, and I mean, it was wide open. It was beautiful.
And you could even hear the announcers. They said they're showing is what looks as a zero blitz, which is, you know, there's going to be no safety help. So they were doing a zero blitz, and Jared Goff I heard him late this week, actually, on a 97.1 The Ticket. He actually said that that was a play. He didn't call Patrick over. Patrick was already coming over because he knew the zero blitz. He needed to be there for protection. And so when they took that hike, Jared Goff said, I knew it was, it's either a touchdown or I'm getting sacked. Like that's, those are your only two options with a zero blitz. So, or all out blitz as we used to play growing up in NFL blitz. But, so, you know, all those arrows going right down to the line of scrimmage. So, but like you said, the cover, I mean, the protection, he still had time to throw that ball up to Amon-Ra. And if you looked at the all 22, you'll see J-Mo was wide open too. They beat both of their defenders. So he could have thrown to either of them for a touchdown. In fact, when you watch it again, look at J-Mo, because he's like literally right next to Amon-Ra and almost walking in right behind him. So just to, and that goes back to Jared Goff, like just knowing what's about to happen, almost like a Tom Brady. Like,
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a play that he literally looked like Tom Brady when he could have a fumble, but he brought it back in, had another second, and it was a Brady move, the protection of the football.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, not to jump ahead, but you mentioned J-Mo. He was gone. Like, he had one reception for -4 yards.
He was,
and I didn't realize it really to the second half. And then one of my buddies, shout out to Jacob Jimenez, he mentioned, like, where is J-Mo? And I think I mentioned, I don't think it was on the podcast last week, but after the pod, we were talking, and I really thought J-Mo was going to get a healthy dose early and often, jet sweeps, passes. I think I said like 7 to 10 touches. He was not out there.
No.
What's his name? Number 11. Not Tim Patrick.
Oh, Khalif.
Khalif.
Yeah.
He got the touchdown. He had a healthy. He was really.
He was
receiver excellent. Number 3.
He was balling out.
I'm not sure what the backstory is behind that, but a lot of times I didn't even see J-Mo in the game.
Well, we will be talking about him in about 3 seconds. So last thought on a stat here that I had, and I know everyone's probably heard this, but maybe not our listeners. In the last 4 games, there's only been one team in the NFL to have more offensive touchdowns than incompletions since the merger. Now just think about that. We have thrown more touchdowns than incompletions in 4 games.
Unreal.
Meditate on that. Meditate on that.
Insane.
Unbelievable. All right. So let's move on. Let's hit this real quick. Special teams decision. Start with you, Plax. What did you think of that? The 4th and 6 and 7 from our own 40.
Was that 30? The first drive of the game or the second drive?
I think so.
It was early. I wasn't. See, the thing with the Lions is, like, everybody knows they're down to fake a punt once or twice a game, at least once. And to me, I mean, it looked ugly. It did not work out. I didn't mind the scheme with the option. Minnesota was obviously ready. But to me, at any point in the game, if you were to not expect it, it would probably be that first drive. So I wasn't – because I feel like at any point in the game – I mean, that's just in the game plan of everybody. There's a possibility of a fake punt, but I would say that they probably thought that first round, that first drive would probably be the least expectant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it was – had me nervous. You know, Minnesota came out, punched us in the mouth early. It was – you know, the stadium was rocking. That – you know, it's hard to – you know, with the offense that we have, I never really feel uncomfortable because we can score so quick. True. But that was almost like a culmination. It's like, oh boy, like how is this game really going to go? Because we really gave it back to them there.
Yeah, your thought, Clay.
Yeah, I think there's a stat out there that I don't think Minnesota's ever really trailed in this season so far. So I think we knew we wanted to get ahead. So I get the call. it didn't work out, so you're a little bit more mad because it didn't work out. But I think if they make it, nobody's talking about them making that decision. But since they missed it, then it comes up. But I think it was the right call.
Well, here's my thought. I thought it was a horrible call, and I thought it was a horrible production. I saw a guy in motion before the ball was ever hiked. Now, what does that tell me as somebody who's never played college football? That tells me that it's a fake. It tells me that it's a fake before the ball's ever hiked. And so once the dude saw him in motion, I said, no, don't. And then he hiked it. And I said, well, let's move on. I just didn't like it. And you guys are all slappies. And Dan Campbell.
I mean, it was like the most predictable, unpredictable play.
Right. Thank you.
We all saw it coming. We just, and Minnesota saw it coming too. So,
yeah. Yeah. All right.
I say give it to Fox, man. Give it to Fox. He would have gotten.
I know. Let him throw it, bro. All right. Let's touch quickly on the defense. What did you see with Hutch being gone? I already know what Plax has got for game ball this week. But what are you happy with about the defense?
Shoot, I mean, if you look at the stats, I think they can. I wouldn't want to say misleading, because we had several guys with sacks. You know, we obviously had the one to end the game.
Yeah.
But they had all day to throw. And to me, the sacks really speak more to the secondary, because he had all day, but the secondary, the coverage was so tight, it allowed him to have that time to survey and ultimately, you know, have, what, 3 or 4 sacks on the day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody played particularly bad. I think everybody fought really hard. But to me, the sacks were all kind of an ode to the secondary. Honestly, good just facts. Good cover. Nobody was in there really quick, you know, caught him off balance. It was he's waiting and waiting and waiting, and the rush finally gets there. So I really think the sacks highlight how well the secondary played on Sunday.
And that's exactly, if you can remember, what, dare I say it again, Matt Patricia, he wanted his defense, because he didn't care about the defensive line. He wanted corners. He wanted people that could cover for seconds and seconds and seconds, and then the sacks would come. So those are called coverage sacks, like you're talking about. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, to hold Justin Jefferson, did Addison even catch a ball? I mean, did he catch one, two? I mean, I don't know. We don't have our stat guy Adrian here to pull up the ESPN charts, but, I mean, I think Jefferson was held to 70, maybe 80 yards. So
he had a couple strong grabs, mostly first half.
Yep.
But overall, he was held in check for the most part. I mean, he's going to get his at some point, but he wasn't a game changer overall.
So are we all in agreement that because of our defensive line treating their quarterback like he had time in the pocket to do whatever, we all still are in agreement that we need a Za'Darius Smith or a Harold Landry or somebody to come here before trade deadline?
I think it was very evident, especially early. I think our boy, the GM, he was because we talked after the pod last week, you know, about not making hasty decisions, and they probably want to see a game or two play out before they really go after it. But it's pretty evident missing Hutch and not having that pressure. They're gonna have to do something.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to our next speak pipe questions. So this one comes. We have actually one speak pipe, and then our co-host Adrian also sent in his thoughts. He's in California for the recording of this. So let's get into our first question here on speak pipe. That's not it. I literally played the wrong thing.
What up, though? This is Andrew down in Kissimmee, Florida, soaking up the sunshine, representing the gritty city. Just wondering, with obviously the loss of Hutch hurts a ton, but I've noticed in the past couple weeks, Brian Branch has been stepping up huge. We know that Hutch was the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year, but what are your thoughts on Branch making his case for that award?
Thank you, Andrew, for your speak pipe question. Boys, what do you think?
I think three picks the last two games, and I it doesn't make the stat line, but a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So
exactly.
So I agree. I think he actually, that was what I said to Megan in the third quarter. I was like, man, Hutch is not going to get this year, but Branch, don't sleep on him.
Boo.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Shout out to my boy Andrew. Grew up with him in the Midland area. Giving us some nice thoughts from Florida. Hutch was obviously in line for that, but, I mean, Branch has been out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Tapped into the St. Brown podcast last week. They had Kirby Joseph on. Shout out
to that boring podcast, bro.
The boringest podcast, but it's so hard not to tap in. So shout out, no free shout out. But Kirby Joseph was on there, and he said, and they asked him, who's the best player you played with? He said, Brian Branch. Like his physicality, his athleticism. He's just making plays every week. And like if you look at that interception he had this week,
snag that boy.
On tape live, he had the dive and everything. It kind of looked – and, like, Darnold didn't make a whole lot of mistakes.
Right.
But he let that go. He
had some incompletions as much as Goff did. Like, he had some – his stats were pretty good, too.
And if Branch wasn't there, that ball was hitting JJ or whoever that was in his hand. I mean, it was there.
No, we're going to give some credit where it's due. I mean, Minnesota is no joke. They're a great – they're a really good team. And Darnold, he was on point all day. He let that one go, and it kind of looked like he threw it right to him. But if you check some different angles on the replay, Branch came from the other side of the field, and he dove for a reason, and he made a sick play. And I think – who was it? I think Teddy Bruschi today or yesterday was talking about, this guy, you cannot – not talk about him in the defensive player of the year at this point, 4 or 5 games in. I mean, he's been balling out. He's got picks. He's got turnovers every game.
Yep.
Mentioned he kind of got screwed on the little fumble return later. But, he's top tier in the league at this point.
Great question, Andrew. I think we're all in agreement. Look out for Branch for DPOY. All right, let's get our co-host Adrian's thoughts, guys.
What's up, boys? This is Adrian coming to you straight out of Cali. So quick thoughts on the game. Super happy with the result, obviously. This team is way better than I thought it was. We finally got that win where we faced adversity and we overcame it. And both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn did an awesome job preparing against this really good Vikings team. Ben Johnson had every answer against Brian Flores. And then Aaron Glenn, without Aiden Hutchinson, was able to put in some blitz packages and send 5-6 guys. But on the flip side, I will say, you could tell that we missed Aiden Hutchinson. We were just not getting home when we should have, when we were sending the house. So I'm hoping Brad Holmes here in the next week and a half or so makes a trade happen, whether it's Za'Darius Smith or someone else of the like. We definitely need it for the playoffs. This team, I don't think, can make it without an extra piece that at least complements the defensive line. But all in all, great win, boys. Should be another win this week against the Titans. On to the Packers after that. We'll see you soon.
My boy sounds winded out in Cali. What's he doing out there?
What's he partaking of?
He's running up and down Huntington Beach working out. What's up?
Shout out to Adrian.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, good thoughts. He's ready for somebody to join the defensive line just like me. So appreciate those thoughts, Adrian. All right, boys. Any comments on him, or do you want me to move on to the next topic?
I agree. I think we'll get into next week in a little bit, but I agree with him. And we miss you this week, Adrian, but hope you're having fun out there. So.
Yeah, Adrian, I really miss you running all this.
Right.
running this. What do you call this? Running the show here. I just like to host. I can't do both. All right. J-Mo suspended. News just dropped, late last night? or maybe it was, I'm getting all confused. Was it 2 days ago? We're shooting on a Wednesday, so I think it dropped.
Yesterday, I think.
Okay, so, well, and here's the weirdest thing. You start listening to sports talk today, and it's like, well, he's been told that he's going to be suspended, but he has not been suspended. So, we potentially could not have JMO for 2 games, whether it's this week against Tennessee, next week against Green Bay, or if they want to try to fight it, they could actually have him for this week. But do you really want to have him for this week when we're going to blow out the Titans 50-5?
I think it's a good spot to have him gone for a couple of games.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have it now than later in the season. Especially
I'm with you on that.
But kind of going back to where what Plax was saying about Raymond, I was talking to my boy, and he kind of brought up a good point that they might have already known about this. So maybe that they were just kind of preparing for the future. Like, hey, we're not going to have JMO for the next couple of games. Let's get Raymond going. Get him some touches. So you never know behind the scenes, you know. But I think that'd be kind of, that's a pretty good take that they're just kind of preparing him for that third wide receiver role in the next couple of weeks. So he did great at it. So
makes all the sense in the world because they have been using Raymond for the last 2 weeks, warming him up. On the larger scale, this is just another strike against JMO. Listening to Mike Valeni this week, his thoughts were, hey, you've just proven to me that I'm not going to give you the Amon-Ra contract when your rookie contract is up. You know, we'll use you for the 5 years and then we'll boot you because we just can't trust you. So that's his thoughts. It is easy to go and get a fast young wide receiver in every draft every 5 years. It is easy. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs did it and they have the fastest player in the NFL right now in Worthy. And they picked last. So it's easy to do, but you hope that the kid just learns. And, you know, it could also just be a shake that he took or something just went off because it's a PES, not a PED. So.
Which it's only two. So with his history, it's not longer, you know, so.
Plax?
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird because you just don't know behind the scenes, and we're talking about performance enhancing drugs, and they're only talking about a 2-game suspension. So, right. Like, what does that really mean? You know, obviously, it would not egregious enough because we've seen guys get suspended for an entire year, 2 years. But it's like you got to know what's going into your body and what you can have, what you can't have.
Exactly.
And it's like I feel like he's like one of those cousins you might have who's got so much potential, but he just cannot get out of his way. And the whole family is just here. We love you. We want you. Like, please, like
intervention.
But it's just like always something. And you know, like I said, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it's just been kind of like one thing after another. And he's such a dynamic athlete. I mean, I want to stay humble. You know, I think Tennessee's record isn't totally indicative of the team. They're still a strong team. It's still hard to win every week. It's easy to just assume we're going to roll over them.
Bro, they don't know what quarterback they're starting.
I'm just saying.
I know. It's a trap game. It's a definition of
a trap game. It's a trap game, but they don't know what quarterback they're starting.
Especially when you're going to Green Bay the next week.
And Hopkins is gone, too.
Hopkins is gone. Bro, the spread is 11. I take they're gonna win by I would put 21 point spread. Honestly, I feel that confident this week.
I'm gonna write that down.
Buy you a beer. All right. Listen, I'm gonna go off script here. We gotta play this. Matt Derry from the Locked On Lions podcast. I reached out to him this week and he shouted out our podcast. And we are so happy that he did that. So here's a little, here was my question to him and then his shout out for us. And then we'll wrap it up over here on the All Grit podcast.
Hey, Matt Berry, this is Caleb Annual out here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time speak pipe caller, also everyday listener. Hey, listen, question. Do you think if we lose this weekend in Minnesota, that kind of heightens the speed of getting a replacement for Hutchinson? I know that I've heard a lot of people say, well, we're going to wait till the trade deadline to make that decision. But if we lose, and if we lose bad, like we beat Cowboys the other week, if we lose that bad, will that just heighten our speed to go get a defensive end? So that's my question, Matt. Love the show. Love SpeakPipe. In fact, if you just have 1 second, can you give us a shout-out over here in Grand Rapids? This is the All Grit podcast, Grit spelled with 2 T's. We just started this season and would love to get a shout out from the one and only Matt Berry. Love you guys.
Hi, there's Caleb in Grand Rapids, the All Grit podcast. Check him out. I'm going to check that out myself with 2 T's. Like I said, Caleb left that message before the Lions win. He left it Wednesday last week, but here's why I wanted to play it. And first of all, thank you, Caleb.
That was it. You know, Matt, thank you so much for helping us out. You shouted out the podcast. And we will shout you out as well, Matt Berry, on the Locked On Lions. So, listen, guys, we're just started this season. This guy's been doing this since 2007. Before that, he worked with the radio stations with everybody in Detroit. So, check out Matt Berry on Locked On Lions podcast. All right, boys, we just hit our 30-minute mark. Let's do this real quick. Game ball. Who gets game ball and who fumbled game ball? Let's start with Clay. Who fumbled game ball for you?
Fumbled or Tom fumbled first?
Let's do fumble first.
Fumbled. Oh man, it's I expect the other one first. Let me give the other one.
Let's do game ball. Let's do game ball.
Game ball Bates, man. Ice in his veins, lining up, game winner. Everything against him.
Bates.
I'm giving it to Bates this week. I've been waiting to give it to him. He finally had his opportunity. To be all tested, right. And you don't get tested more than against Minnesota Vikings, 5-0, division lead on the line, and he drilled it.
Love it, man. Love it. What you got, Plax?
God, it's hard not to give it to Goff, man. He was such a sneaking G. But to switch it up, I'm going to go Khalif Raymond, I think. And it's crazy. Ooh. He only had 3 catches for 39 yards. He obviously had the touchdown. Kind of filled in that Tim Patrick role this week. Caught everything that went towards him. I just feel like every week there's like one guy, like an unsung hero who has a part in the game that kind of changes. And this was probably his best game of the year. I'm going to give it to Raymond.
I love it. And I will go Jameer. I think the game changed when he scored the first touchdown for the Lions. We were down 10-0. It was looking ugly. The crowd was into it. And Monty was taking a breather at that point. And Jameer just – something about Jameer against the Minnesota Vikings, he breaks their ankles. Did not he do that last year against the Vikings? He had a safety come up or a DB, and he did the exact same thing and just put a dude on skates.
He's nasty.
He just eats them up, and then he ended up getting over 100 yards, 160 all-purpose yards. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but just without him, especially with Montgomery getting pulled, God love him, but, you know, Jameer, to me, saved the game. All right. Who fumbled the ball, Clay?
Well, literally, Monty.
Oh, that's
dirty. No, you didn't.
Yeah. He was hurt though. That's why I've been thinking about it. He was hurt, but still sit down, man. But it got a little closer than it needed to be at the end, but could have been really bad. Could have been a really bad fumble.
Oh buddy, ain't that the truth? All right, Plax.
Yeah, that Monty fumble, man, that was flashbacks to the old days, man. Like finding ways to lose. I felt like we were out playing the most of the game, but you know, we're going to give him – I'm going to give him a pass. You know, that's our boy. I'd like to give it to the Michigan offense last week, but this is a Lions podcast.
That's tough.
I'll put it on the fake punt.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I said before I was okay with it because it was early, but like I just feel like those, it's almost like we might have to go two or three games without faking a punt.
Right.
Like it's so obvious, and I appreciate that they have to respect it. Especially at that point in the game, we're down early. Minnesota came out swinging. We're lucky to have, you know, an elite offense to make up for it, but
yeah.
I'll just say that call there.
Is that FIP? Are you giving the fumble to FIP or giving it to Dan Campbell? It's, I mean, they called it. One of them called it.
I'll give it to Dan for the call. I mean, I don't know if they call it for sure. I mean, he was on 97.1 the ticket this week, and you know, he's gonna stand by it, and I appreciate that. But you know, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and it didn't work.
I was actually thinking the same thing, but I will switch. And this game ball is only for the first half because I think the second half he cleaned it up. And it's Owasaki.
Owasaki.
Our left or our right guard filling in for Zeitler.
Good point.
Man, he single-handedly almost killed I don't know how many drives. Holding.
Ooh.
And I was sitting there going, this is going to be a long day because all that happened early. It happened early. So
he did tighten it up.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He was getting cooked those first few drives.
Cooked. All right, man. Before we get out of here, let's get one last word from our sponsor.
Customer reviews matter. Protect and manage your digital reputation today with Trustly. We help you manage reviews across Google, Facebook, and over 60 other sites all in one place. Visit golines.link and receive 2 free months using the special All Grit podcast coupon code GOLIONS at checkout. At already 1/3 the price of major platforms, this special Trustly pricing has a time limit, but will always help out a fellow Lions fan. Trustly leverages AI tools to help you respond to reviews, integrate badges and widgets on your website, and automatically request new reviews on every job or product sold. The features don't end there. Don't leave your reputation to chance. For more information, visit golines.link and take control of your online presence with this special pricing today.
All right, Plax. Next week, Titans roll into town. Any thoughts? Quick thoughts. Clay had to take off.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, this is the part. These are the games. These are the parts of the season that matter. The games that you're expected to win, and everybody's, you know, telling you how good you are. You got to lock in, and you got to take care of business. It's nice to be back at home. You know, I think we'll be good. I think they'll be focused. They're trusting the management. Let's do this thing. Get ready for Green Bay on the road, baby.
Bro.
Who can't look forward to that? Let's go.
I got one thing to say about the Titans game, and I've already said it. I will spot them 21 points. That is my confidence level. Actually, let's make a 21 is, you can't do that, right? You got to do 20 and a half.
Okay.
What, 20 and a half?
I'm fine with a nice little 36-17, 35-21. You know, they might score some points, but you know, we'll keep it respectably dominant.
All right. Well, I want you to keep that 21 number in your head because I'm gonna set it right at it around there. So. All right, for the All Grit Podcast, this is Caleb and Plax signing out. Thank you all for listening, and follow us.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.